Father, thank you that you are not quiet, that you are with your people because you made a promise, I am with you to the close of the age. That whether we cannot see your work visibly, you are still working among us. Help us not to lose hope. Help us to understand that the love you have for this world is reaching every place, including this part of the world. That your people standing here before you are many times more than the apostles that you sent out, and they turned their world upside down. I ask you to raise prayer men and women whose knees will bow before you daily to seek your face for your will to be done. I pray that you'll raise people whose hearts will be open to give to the growth of missions in our world. I also pray you will take away fear out of hearts of those who have love for their neighbors, for their families, for this land. That the boldness of the Holy Spirit will enable them to be, to act, and to speak with wisdom at the time you want them to speak. I also pray, Lord, that the younger generation represented by this young man today will be raised up again from this land to go out with the energy of young people anointed by the Holy Spirit, freely to give the world the hope they need because of Christ. Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit will move again. Father, I pray that our hearts will be lifted up again. And Father, I pray that our paralysis will be taken off. And Father, I pray that we shall know we belong to your family, the world over, their brothers and sisters who are praying for this part of the world. And may the Spirit of the Lord give you the passion that Christ would like you to have, a new love for him, a new desire for him, and a willingness to say, yes, Lord, I surrender to you. And Father, may the movement begin again. It has happened before, and may you, Lord, do it in our time, that we may see the works of our God who lives and reigns forever and ever. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.